All right, Patriots, Caleb here, reporting live from the front lines of fiscal responsibility. Welcome back to the Daily DOG Report.
Woo.
This is Season 3, Episode 8. And, you know, some folks out there, especially our friends on the left, seem to think government waste is just inevitable, like bad weather or something.
Greetings, fellow seekers of sensible spending. Grace here, ready to dig in with Caleb.
It's about time somebody started asking where all that taxpayer money is really going, or, you know, where it was going before DOGE showed up.
Exactly. And speaking of DOGE, that's our deep dive today. The Department of Government Efficiency.
Yep. This whole thing, it kind of kicked off from talks between President Trump and Elon Musk, right?
That's the story. And Elon's deeply involved, senior advisor, kind of the de facto leader pushing things forward.
So we're going to look at what they've actually been doing,
yeah.
You know, tackling federal tech, trying to slash wasteful spending.
Improving records, making things more transparent, basically trying to figure out where our tax dollars are finally starting to go or maybe not go anymore.
It's like a behind the scenes look, isn't it? To see if they're actually making the government, well, smarter.
Let's hope so. Okay, so first up, technology. Back in January 2025, one of the big goals announced was updating federal tech, getting rid of those ancient systems.
Yeah, moving beyond like software that was probably cutting edge in 1998. It's not just about shiny new computers, though.
Right. It's about systems that actually, you know, work together, let agencies talk to each other efficiently.
Imagine that. Government tech running smoothly. Maybe someday.
Huh. We can dream. Okay, now the big one. Cutting wasteful spending. This is where DOGE has been making a lot of noise. Billions claimed in savings.
Billions, yeah. And it's from terminating contracts. Some of these cancellations, well, they really raise your eyebrows, don't they?
Oh, definitely. Like March 26, 2025, big day, DOGE announced they terminated 113 contracts.
And the claim savings were huge. What was it, like $3.3
billion? $3.3
billion. Yeah.
And inside that, the Department of Labor, they had to cancel grants totaling $577 million.
Wow. And the savings from that part alone were estimated at $237 million.
Exactly. And listen to what some of these grants were for. $10 million for Mexican workplace gender equity.
Okay.
$12.2 million for South American worker empowerment. $6.25 million for worker respect somewhere. You got to ask, is that really the U.S. taxpayer's job? Especially via the Labor Department.
It definitely makes you question the priorities, doesn't it? And wasn't there something about Peru, too?
Yep, same day. A USDA contract, $145,000 for climate change activities in Peru, terminated.
Again, you wonder how these things get approved in the first place, but it seems like DOG is actually looking now.
Seems like it. And that wasn't even the first round. Just a few days earlier, March 20th, another 105 contracts cut.
Savings claimed they were $580 million.
And a $580 million. And one of those was, get this, a National Science Foundation fitness contract for over $1 million.
$1 million for a fitness program. From the NSF, seriously.
I know. It's almost impressive the ways they found to spend money. Glad that one got the axe.
Me too. And it wasn't just those agencies, right? DOD had some big cuts too.
Oh yeah, Department of Defense, March 22nd. Over $580 million in contracts terminated there.
And didn't that include some huge IT project that went way over budget?
That's the one. An HR IT program, already $280 million over budget. Gone. That's serious money.
It really is. And NASA wasn't immune either, was it?
Nope. March 21st for them, about $420 million in contracts terminated.
And what was that big line item? Something about consultants?
Yeah, $45 million for change management consultants. Makes you wonder what kind of change costs $45 million in advice.
Seriously. And didn't they also get rid of a ton of unused credit cards or something?
Purchasing cards, yeah. Eliminated about 80% of unused ones at NASA, apparently. Suggest maybe things were a bit loose before.
Just a bit. It's amazing how granular they're getting, though, like that fitness center contract.
Oh, right. March 25th, a $32.1 million consulting agreement for a fitness center. Not building it, just consulting on it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. The layers of bureaucracy. And speaking of layers, what about that federal consulting group?
Yeah, FCG dissolved back on March 19th. They were basically middlemen, right?
Exactly. They brokered $75 million in government surveys and were apparently trying to broker $830 million more.
Cutting out the middleman seems like a smart move for efficiency.
Definitely could save some money there.
Okay, so beyond just cutting contracts, DOGE is also working on like internal stuff, administrative processes.
Right, look, those government credit cards you mentioned. The purchasing cards at NASA were just one part.
Yeah, there was a pilot program, wasn't there, March 23rd, across 16 agencies.
Mm-hmm. And they deactivated something like 298,000 unused credit cards just in that pilot.
Almost 300,000 cards just sitting around unused. That's a lot of potential for misuse, isn't it?
Or just plain waste. And the USDA apparently did even better. Saw an X post about that.
Yeah, they boasted about deactivating around 315,000 credit cards themselves around March 25th. Good on them.
And the starting point for all this was, what, 4.6 million active government credit cards?
4.6 million. That's just, wow, a sea of plastic.
It really is. Okay, so cards are one thing. What about records? Like making sure government data is actually accurate.
Yes. The Social Security Administration cleanup. That was quite something.
What did they find?
Well, by March 24th, they'd marked 7 million records as deceased for people supposedly aged 120 or older.
7 million. People over 120. You have to wonder how long those records were wrong.
Right. And think about the potential for, you know, improper payments based on bad data. They said it was part of a three-week effort with maybe 5 million more records to tackle.
Just basic data hygiene, really, but clearly needed. Was there something similar at the Small Business Administration?
Yeah, the SBA. On March 23rd, they put in some new basic checks for loan applications.
Like what?
Pausing applications automatically if the person listed is under 18 or over 120.
Okay, that seems like common sense fraud prevention 101, doesn't it? Surprised it wasn't already standard.
You and me both. Now, a huge part of the DOG e-push is transparency, making all this visible.
And Elon Musk has been pretty vocal about that, hasn't he?
Definitely. Way back in November 2024, he posted on X, said, all actions of the Department of Government Efficiency will be posted online for maximum transparency.
And they set up that website, doge.gov.
Yep, doge.gov. It's got their X feed, press releases, and even a consolidated government org chart. Good luck navigating that chart, though.
Huh. Yeah, probably still looks like Spaghetti Junction, but at least it's there. Publicly available. That's a step.
It is. And the official DOGEX account at DOGE, they post pretty regular updates on savings and terminations.
So people can actually see what's happening, or at least what DOGE says is happening.
Right. And Musk himself keeps weighing in. Like on March 26th, he posted about medical fraud that the AEGE team will fix.
Showing he's still very hands-on, directing focus.
And that same day, another post, more of your tax dollars saved. Probably referencing those big contract cuts we talked about.
He's definitely using his platform to keep the pressure on and, well, promote the mission.
For sure. And it's not just them talking about it. Others are noticing. Governor Reynolds, I remember reading.
Oh, yeah. From that hearing wrap-up back in February.
Exactly. She was appreciating the reforms, saying government needs to operate more like a business.
Which is kind of the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fiscal responsibility, efficiency.
Pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's recap quickly. DOGE is hitting multiple fronts. Tech upgrades, billions claimed in spending cuts via contracts.
Cleaning up administrative messes like credit cards and ancient records. And trying to be way more transparent about all of it through online updates, X posts.
It's a massive effort, really. Could fundamentally change how a lot of the federal government works if they keep it up.
Yeah. The big question is a long-term impact, right?
Mm.
And where else they could possibly trim the fat.
Absolutely. Makes you think, patriots. What other corners of the government swamp do you think DOGE should wade into next? What other bloated programs need the efficiency spotlight?
And what will these changes really mean for the country down the road? Will the savings stick? Will the left find new ways to waste money? Lots to ponder.
Indeed. Well, that's our deep dive for today. Stay informed, stay vigilant, patriots, and remember.
God bless the USA and DOGE.
God bless the USA and DOGE.